Well, good morning, Kansas Public Radio. Copeland's Hoedown from Rodeo with Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here on this cold Thursday morning. I thought we would just jump right into the music. It's about 23 degrees outside. Whew, it's cold, but that music has me awake now. Hopefully it does you too. And I purposely opened with it because Joanne Folletta, the conductor herself, will be here in the 11 a.m. hour for an interview with her newest album and poetry book. And wow, you have to keep listening because I just know it's going to be an epic conversation. Right now, let's settle down a little bit with a Haydn symphony, number 97. This is one of his London symphonies, 1792. It's very ceremonial. There's trumpets, drums, a lot of difficult violin stuff in there. I would know. I play. I need to go practice. Even the finale is pretty mischievous. I like it a lot. So it's elegant and humorous as well. Hope you like it. Symphony number 97 here on Kansas Public Radio by Haydn with George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Enjoy. Haydn Symphony number 97 here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. It is 26 degrees. We just heard George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra. Fun indeed. And now we're going to be like birds and fly away with Boccherini. I love saying that. Boccherini, such a great name. We're going to listen to his string quintet that is nicknamed the Avery. I think delightful is a perfect word for it because it features Boccherini's graceful compositional style, but also bird-like themes, hence the bird nickname. This one, as a quintet, has two violins, viola, and two cellos. And I know many of you love the cello, so the more cello, the better. This, I would say, captures the spirit of the Italian Baroque lightness. Sounds very fancy, but it's just a really sweet listen. So let's enjoy it together now on KPR. Boccherini's string quintet here on KPR, the Avery, with its lovely bird-like sounds, especially there at the ending, the Smithsonian Chamber Players. Ah, so sing-songy. I wonder if my cats would like it. Probably not. Actually, when I practice the violin and I play really high notes, one of my cats freaks out. Anyways, nobody cares. You do care about the weather, though. It is supposed to be cold today, only in the 40s. At least the sun is shining. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances possible and news and all of that? You do. The great music and in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your support. Please help us keep these great programs going. Do your part and head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member. We really, really appreciate it. And in fact, speaking of live studio performances, we've got one coming up next week. And our 11 a.m. hour, the famous Joanne Folletta will be here with us on Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more. And you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, that sounds fun indeed. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ulsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. More music for you next hour after the news. It is 10 a.m. I've got some Dvorak and Brahms and Berlioz. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corvo.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting The Choral, a film starring Ralph Fiennes as a choirmaster in 1916 England, determined to lead a local choral society as war rages. Opens Fridays in theaters. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. The Shepherd's Farewell by Berlioz here on KPR, Sir Colin Davis, St. Anthony Singers, and the soloist Karen Cargill, a Scottish soprano. Beautiful. What a beautiful way to open our 10 a.m. hour together. Well, it's 28 degrees, but it's sunny outside. Sunny indeed, I guess. Well, this music that I'm about to play is also sunny. I've got some Brahms coming up in about, 40 minutes, and now a Dvorak symphony. I'm Destiny, and I am interviewing Joanne Folletta next hour. So right now, we are going to listen to her Dvorak Symphony, her recording of it, that is, Dvorak Symphony No. 7. This particular recording features the Buffalo Philharmonic. Enjoy on KPR. Wow, I don't even know what to say after an ending like that. Dvorak's Symphony No. 7 here on KPR. Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic. You will get to hear from Joanne Folletta herself next hour, so keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering in-studio and on-location senior pictures, family portraits, professional headshots, and more. Serving Lawrence and surrounding areas since 2004, info and portfolio at tcistudio.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. It's 30 degrees outside, and I'd say it's time for the Brahms Academic Festival Overture. It's very festive. That was so creative. With Klaus Tennstedt and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Right now on KPR. Did you hear the audience start to clap before it was even over? I'd say that's fitting. Here on KPR, Brahms Academic Festival Overture, Klaus Tennstedt and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. Oh, guess what tonight is? It's Classics Live, an audience favorite from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival was Harp Night. Ooh, all kinds of classical pieces featuring festival harpist Rita Costanzi. Hear not only the swan, but the black swan. Ravel's introduction and allegro, and even a little bit of poetry spoken by Rita. Chamber music full of harp, Thursday evening at 7, only on KPR for Classics Live. Wow. You know, speaking of poetry, next hour I'm going to be joined by Joanne Folletta. She has a new album out called A Hero's Life, and wow, it is quite the album. And really, Joanne is such a wonderful person, and she also writes poetry. She claims she's not a poet, but I would strongly encourage you to check out her book. So we'll be talking a little bit about that and give you all of the information for that. The album features Ein Heldenleben by Strauss, which has a really, really, really challenging violin solo. In fact, whenever violinists want to audition to be concertmaster for a symphony orchestra, they must play this solo. Speaking from experience, it's hard. And then on the album is a violin concerto, which I'll play some of that tomorrow. But the violin concerto is so magical and also very hard. So the great soloist Nikki Chui does quite the job. So if you've got plans in the 11 a.m. hour, you should change them. You should come and you should listen, because we are going to hear her recording of Ein Heldenleben, which is amazing. But you're also going to get to hear it from Joanne Folletta herself. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information is at reader.ku.edu. Well, hopefully it's getting up into the 40s. The clouds are out now. I don't see the sunshine, but I'm just going to pretend that it's warm. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I am so glad you are here listening with me this morning. Like I said, don't go anywhere. Next hour will be epic.
A Muslim school near Birmingham, Alabama was thriving, winning academic awards, increasing enrollment, and looking to expand into a bigger space.
It's amazing because at the same time of also gaining like traditional knowledge like science, math, I'm also gaining knowledge about my religion.
But then came community backlash and anti-Muslim sentiment. I'm Elsa Chang. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you every day on Kansas Public Radio, beginning at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available wherever you get your podcasts. It is 1 minute after 11. Here comes NPR News, and I'm back with more music on KPR.
Live. Working on a deal to bring the enhanced subsidies back, but they weren't able to do that before the end of open enrollment. Government data shows signups for ACA plans are down for the first time in 5 years. 22.8 million people have picked a plan or auto-renewed so far. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
And sometimes it's something that you can feel but you can't explain. So hopefully these poems maybe explain a little bit more.
Yeah. Ah, I'm so excited to order the book. I'm so happy to support the arts. So I would like I will buy a hard copy.
Yeah. Well, you are so supporting the arts, because, you know, now as we're having more and more cutbacks, Radio fills such a void, classical radio. What would we ever be without that? I mean, it's the first thing I turn on every morning, and it's on all day, and it just makes me feel better about life. So thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for all the people who are listening.
No, thank you so much for being here, Joanne. It's really been great to talk to you and to learn more about your album and your poetry book. I can't wait to share more with our listeners.
Thank you so much, Destiny. Wonderful to talk to you.
Yes, you too. You know, what I'll do is I'll play the violin concerto tomorrow. Folks, listen up during the 10 a.m. hour of Classics by Request. What a wonderful interview. What a wonderful person. Indeed, that was a lot of fun, and I hope you learned a thing or two, some exciting stuff about music. This is KPR. We are hoping to get into the 40s. It's chilly and 33 out there right now here in Lawrence, Kansas.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon. The Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're throwing a bunch of parties to celebrate. On February 27th and 28th, hope you'll join us for two nights of live music, including Exotica Cocktail. And all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty.
Acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, that sounds like a hoot. It is noon, folks. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to get smart and play Kansas Public Radio. Tomorrow morning is Classics by Request on KPR. You get to help me pick the playlist, and well, a lot of you requested things that are popular, but not by the instruments you would expect. You'll hear some marimba jamming out on some Gershwin. It's going to be a lot of fun. The news is up next, and then Jeff Watson is in with more music for you. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.